Hi there, Booland. I've not done a review for some time, so here's a quick one. I recently went to Iceland, and I bought a lot of party food, but I also bought some curry pouches from a brand they refer to as Iceland's Curry Club pouches, which are usually in the fridge at the back with the meats and the hams and the cheeses and so on. Here's my take on it. Okay, so for £1 you get a big sachet of rice, for £2 you get a big sachet of curry. That's around about that anyway. What you do is you get each pouch, you cut about, you got an inch and a half down, you cut right across the top of the packet, you make sure it's all spread out at the bottom, so there's a little base, you ping the rice for 3 minutes, and then you take the rice out, and then you ping the curry sachet for 5 minutes, and voila, job done. Then you mix it all together onto a plate and you eat the curry, and what do you get for your £3, ladies and gentlemen? What you get is a big bastard of a curry. This is a meal that's served for two, but I think for two it's going to be quite a little curry each. So if you're feeling hungry and you're on your own and you want a big beast of a curry, well, I managed it and felt quite full afterwards, so it's got a big size. The rice is a little bit dry, though it works well once the sauce is sort of mixed in a bit. It's pretty best to let it fester for about 3 or 4 minutes, then nuke it for a minute to get it warm again, in this heat especially. So it's nice and mixed up together, lovely. Then you nosh it down, with or without wine, your choice. I didn't have any of mine tonight, because I'm working tomorrow. There's lots of chicken in there. I had the chicken Balti variety, and I think the pilau rice is what I had. It's a yellow thing anyway, bright yellow rice, and lots of meat, which I'd say is good quality meat, nothing bad about that at all. Lots of chicken in there, about, in each sachet, around 8 to 10 big chunks. And the spiciness was, it's got a lot of taste going on. It wasn't synthetic or anything. It tasted not bad for a packeted curry. You're never going to think, oh yes, I've been to India and had that curry in it. Damn, do I feel like I've been to Delhi? No. But what you feel like you've had is a really good pub curry. Something like you get at Wetherspoons, only a lot bigger and a bit cheaper. And obviously you nucleify it at home and you don't wait at the bar and then order it and then wait for it to be served to your table with poppadoms, etc., etc. Unless you choose to, of course, make it with poppadoms, etc., and mango chutney and whatever else they sling in. Naan bread. Well, I didn't have any naan bread, but I didn't need it because it's big. Big, big, big. Right, enjoy your curry. Go to Iceland, get yourself some. I'd give this for £3. I mean, it's massive. It's the chicken's good quality. The vegetables, I had loads of peppers in there and onions. And, not going to convince you that it's a proper Indian, but it's not going to convince you there's a pile of khaki there. It doesn't taste like it's out of a bad tin. It tastes like it's out of a good pub. All right, that's me cut review on the Iceland Curry Club sachet curries, available from...